Let's go.
This is the Training Camp Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
Tempo in and out of the huddle.
The Training Camp Review Podcast is your daily source for all the news from Patriots training camp. Couldn't make it to the Patriots practice? Don't worry. The writers of Patriots Football Weekly have you covered. Well, maybe not Fred.
It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be tough. The NFL. Training camp.
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of PFW.
6 days down, 12 practices down, and PFW is still here.
Down.
And Bill's blood pressure up. Is up, big time. A little bit of a sloppy, a little lethargic practice today. A lot of players, individuals, and groups of players being sent for laps around the field. In the second half of the sixth two-a-day of this training camp today. But the weather was a lot better, for us at least, in the tent, which was good news for us as we hit the wall in training
I'm
camp.
I'm sure they're thrilled with that.
Apparently we've hit the wall in podcasts,
but,
too.
Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo here for yet another Patriots training camp podcast.
Two more full-pad practices, too. That's now 10 out of 12.
And
full pads.
And the first such practice where Randy Moss took part in both the morning and the afternoon session.
That's affirmative.
Paul Perillo, you've got your notebook out, ready to go. Can you run down the list of players who came back to practice, who were not at practice, and who were on those lists that we love so much?
Well, really, there's not a whole lot to report in terms of back for practice. In the morning on Tuesday, Jonathan Wilhite, Sean Springs, Teddy Bruschi, Al Johnson, George Bussey, Ryan O'Callaghan, Benjamin Watson, Lee Kevin-Smith, Myron Pryor, Richard Seymour, and Jarvis Green missed. Now, that entire group also missed the afternoon with the exception of Jarvis Green. He was back for the afternoon practice, but Tully Bantakane missed the afternoon practice. The six guys on the lists all remain there. So,
and Jarvis Green has been one of those guys so far
in
camp who's
been
in
and out. So I don't count him as a guy who's back at that point. But the most notable attendance thing I would say for today is what you already said, Randy Moss taking part in both practices. That's really the only thing we had yet to see out of the guys who have been missing practice. So not much to report there.
And continuing a troubling streak, no Teddy Bruschi, no Richard Seymour, and Ty Warren and Sean Crable remain on the PUP list, so we've yet to see them participate in camp. A little bit disappointing there, but the players who are out there, some of them have been taking advantage of the opportunity to make plays, and they've been doing so. Guys like Terrence Nunn, who we talked to earlier today. Guys like Brian Hoyer, rookie quarterback, been seeing a lot of action of late. Who else? Guys, throw out some names, some guys who have been impressing you in this last couple of practices.
Well, I don't know if he's impressed me, but Andrew Walter, we should get into, was signed. I'm not sure he was in our last podcast.
No, he was not.
Review of camp.
That's right. That went down late last night.
Matt Gutierrez. Signed Andrew Walter, former third-round pick with the Oakland Raiders. I think we've all seen out in Oakland, didn't have a great career there, kind of looking for a fresh start. Big, big fella, 6'6", 230 pounds. Got a ton of reps, I thought, in the two sessions today, particularly in the first session where he was kind of just thrown into it and got the reps after Brady in a lot of drills. And quite frankly, today, Kevin O'Connell was sort of given the day off. He did not get a lot of reps in either session. It was Brady, obviously, and then Hoyer and Walter splitting the reps after that. But certainly Hoyer still very much in the mix. I would include him in those who had a little bit of a tough end to practice. He was leading the second or offense that was on the field in some down and distance stuff. They're working situational with, you know, fourth and 10, 40-yard line, one timeout, things of that nature. And Bill wasn't happy as that progressed, and he was a quarterback. At one point, Brady even yelled something to him, I think, about having to call the timeout that they needed and being with the officials. So there's a lot going on there. But I think just seeing him out there for all those reps is interesting, is worth noting.
Yeah, and it wasn't so much – the afternoon practice, really, it was – I think that what really got Bill upset, and clearly, I mean, if you were anywhere near the practice field today, you heard Bill Belichick, you know, quite frequently in the after, in the, especially in the latter half of the practice, and not very much of it was good or positive. But I think that there were some situations. Andy just said, you know, he would yell it out. He would say, "All right, ball's on the 35-yard line. You have 15 seconds left. One timeout. We need a field goal. Or it's fourth and goal from the six. you know, obviously you need a touchdown. In different kind of situations, the personnel groups were not almost ever on the field or in the right spot when they needed to be, both sides of the ball, and Bill was not happy with that. I don't think it was as much, you know, the execution being bad as it was people didn't seem to be prepared.
Well, yeah,
that's the execution
of the situation, not the play.
Exactly. And that's what I think really got under his skin. And
more mentally,
actually started before that when they were doing some situational punting off the goal line, and something went awry. They all had to take a lap. And at one point I saw him kind of conversing and expressing himself with quarterback's coach Bill O'Brien, who obviously works hand-in-hand with Brian Hoyer in organizing that aspect, and Scott O'Brien, who obviously works hand-in-hand not only in the punt but then running the field goal team on. But it got so bad, every single snap I saw people on both sides of the ball counting, making sure there were 11 guys on the field. And when you're worried about just counting how many players are on the field, you're clearly not focused on what is obviously an end-of-game, very important situation. And the Patriots didn't win a lot of those games where they were at the end of those games needing those plays to be made. Yeah. At least not the offense.
You're right.
More mental mistakes today than physical.
Right.
Yes. And just almost scripting mistakes and personnel groupings, people not knowing which team is on the field, what the call is. And you know, I think Bill really, really dislikes the physical mistakes. That happens. You get beat for a touchdown. But, you know, if we can't even line up and get the play run and the situation run, that's really disappointing. I did want to throw in there, because one guy who was actually virtually in Bill's hip pocket and right on the field during all of that was Mike Shanahan, former coach of the Denver Broncos, in camp for both sessions today. Chatted with Bill on the sidelines, addressed the team this morning, out on the field prior to practice. I guess he's kind of making a tour of the league right now. He was in Pittsburgh at one point. Spoke with Robert Kraft, Floyd Reese at various times. So he was out there.
He was in there for both sessions, morning and afternoon.
And, I mean, he was in there the second session. I mean, he was on the field. If only he had a Patriots logo on, you would have thought he was one of the coaches out there on the field. He was taking it in from a very close angle.
You had to think he had the urge at least a few times to chew somebody out for something.
Especially when Bill started doing it.
No, right. He wants to get involved in that, too. A couple last-minute things before we go. The coaches brought back some of our favorite drills in this practice, this late afternoon practice, most notably the pass rush, pass protection drill, where the running backs go one-on-one against oncoming linebackers to try to get to the quarterback. Gerard Mayo had some just astounding moves in that. He at one point he took Sammy Morris by the shoulder pads and threw him pretty hard to the ground. And then his next attempt, he went up against Ben Jarvis Green Ellis and just bulldozed the poor kid that never had a chance. And Mayo got right in there. Did any other play stick out to you in that drill, Paul?
No, but when they were working on the linebackers against the running backs and the tight ends and the pass drills, the pass coverage drills, Tank Williams was the guy who really stood out in that. For the most part, the offense is really at the big-time advantage in those drills, and almost every pass is completed. But Tank Williams, I think, every rep that he took, he prevented a pass completion. He had Alex Smith on one that he cut underneath him and probably should have had an interception. And then he did the same thing to David Thomas. And if it were a good throw, it probably would have been picked off. But the throw was over the top, and he prevented it. So he was impressive in that drill.
So overall, sort of a mixed bag today. A lot of things going on. The situational work at the end was probably the highlight. That was more the focus of this second practice of the day. And it ended with a Brady to Welker touchdown on what seemed like the last play of the game, situational type thing. Brady was pretty ecstatic, brought the crowd to their feet. It was a good way to end the day. But, like we said earlier, sort of lethargic, a lot of mental mistakes. Bill wasn't totally happy with that. But that did it for 12 straight practices. It's not getting any easier, guys. But there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, because in about a week, we've got a game to play. They can stop hitting each other. Start hitting somebody else.
Start hitting you.
which is why I'm going to have to cut this podcast a little bit short. But
not short enough.
We'll be back tomorrow around this time to wrap things up for day 7. This is day 6 in the books. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.